Blog Talk Radio.
Unmute. Okay, I forgot to unmute for a minute, but once again, good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ensaroma. And as always, I'm going to start out by having us, yes, honor the ancestors, and I always start off with honoring my two teachers, Melidoma and Sobhomfu Somme, the wonderful bringers of the Dagger spiritual medicine and Dagger medicine wheel into this world, and I'm ever, ever grateful to them. So I'd like you to join me now by thinking of your ancestors. I know some people have new ancestors, calling out to them. And we will ask for their support because we definitely need it. Shay, Shay. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing and your mercy in our lives and for once again giving us this opportunity to invoke our ancestors. So may the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you in the midst of this second quarter of 2023 and ask you to guide us gently through the required adversity as healing and growth opportunities during this nature year. Enable us to express our grief unapologetically and to receive all of the compassion, support, and encouragement that we need to keep moving forward. Continue to enable us to fully welcome and embrace this new age and new earth consciousness and guide us lovingly, happily, and more deeply into our personal renaissance. As we dare to live our new narratives, enable us to remember that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, continue to enable us to move forward from the dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and always, always choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Ashe aho asa, shinga bus milan. So it is. Shay. Wow, wow, wow. We are making it through. We are making it through. So hello to all you wisdom walkers out there. May is the first of two earth months in this wonderful nature year 2023 that will continue to reveal the results and manifestations of all the radical shifts and unexpected gifts that have occurred from 2020 through 2022, from 2020 to 2022. Look, I'm jumping ahead. The numerology of this year is the universal 7, which represents wholeness and perfection and is associated with ascension and a life free of obstacles, meaning we no longer see adversities as things to stop us, but to really grow us and stretch us and even prepare us. Yeah. My theme for May is bring balance. And, of course, my annual theme for this year is adversity as the engine of success. Really important for all of us to remember that. And bring balance is one of the 5 collective commitments that I'll be spilling on throughout this year. So I am so grateful to have you here, so grateful to have you listening in or watching in as I share with you some more of my wisdom, my insights, and my hope and faith for how we can bring balance, yeah, into our lives. Now, for those of you who may be listening over the radio, just a reminder that when I am broadcasting live, you can listen through this phone number if you have a problem with your Wi-Fi. And the number is area code 563-999-3089. And I will be sharing this YouTube live stream so that you can access that later as well. And, of course, you can always access through the link the live broadcast podcast. But if you do have questions or you want to share some comments with me, if you're not live streaming with me now, you can do so in the following ways. You can go to my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio. You can go to my Facebook group, which is Wisdom Walk Community. Also, you can go to my website, wisdomwalk2selfmastery.com, www. Of course, and, of course, in the comment section below this video. But right now, I want to invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration into the inner landscape where we can connect to our soul and remember and connect to the true essence and treasure of being human. Yes, yes. So I've got an interesting layout for you tonight. Let me share what my overview is. I'm going to talk about bringing balance as the wonderful feeling of alignment. I'm going to talk about the addiction to misalignment. And then I'm going to give you a personal growth opportunity, which is alignment practice. And as you can see in if you're watching the YouTube, what I am sharing in the overview, I jumped from 2 to 4. I didn't change the 4 into a 3. And I think that's real evidence of, you know, the energetic we're in right now. It's like things have jumped ahead. You know, we've gotten like a catapult experience going on. So just know that you're not crazy. You're not making it up. But it truly is, you know, what is going on right now in the universe. Yeah. My quote for the night comes from Mr. Wayne Dyer from a book he wrote, Being in Balance. And Wayne said, getting in balance is not so much about adopting new strategies to change your behaviors as it is about realigning yourself in all of your thoughts so as to create a balance between what you desire and how you conduct your life on a daily basis. Bam. Yeah. And this is it, folks. This is the work of manifestation. There has to be some alignment going on. Balance, and in order to have balance, you've got to be aligned with what is really right for you. Think about that. That's why there's people who have billions of dollars and they're miserable. They're miserable. They're so unhappy. And that has to do with where they're not aligned. Yeah. And then they're out of balance. Yeah. So we're going to talk about alignment tonight. I really want you to get this understanding about what the universe, what the cosmic definition of balance is. And it all has to do with alignment. Now, here's how you know when alignment is happening in your life in regards to things. It looks like this. Yeah, it's joy, folks. It's lightness, happiness. It's a feeling of being lifted up off the ground. It is just like, you're just in love with the world. The world is in love with you. You're in love with everyone and everything. Yeah. And the other important thing about when things are in alignment, there is an ease and an effortlessness about it. Yeah. There's no pushing, there's no manipulating, there's no struggling. There is just this ease that is going on. Yeah, like really, really cool. And what's happened is so many of us have gotten so shut down in our feelings. That's why you hear so much about emotional intelligence. That's really why we need emotional intelligence. And it's because, you know, there's been so much pain on the planet, so much pain. So much tragedy, so much violence. So we shut down the emotions. And you can't shut down your pain and your sadness without also shutting down your joy and your happiness. Yeah. And so what I'm talking about in terms of feeling when you are aligned, it's so important to know the difference between when I'm shut down and when I'm in a flow. Because that's what that picture was showing too. That's like the flow. And I'm going to give you, this is cosmically, because alignment is an energetic. So here's what that energetic is reminiscent of. It's this connecting to a greater order and direction, to source energy, to the soul, to your light body, to your higher consciousness, however you want to call it. But this is what's going on when things are in alignment, and it feels good. It's like, whoo, this feels so good to me. You want to sing, you want to dance, you want to jump, you want to play. Yeah, that's alignment. And getting into alignment is what then can have you be in balance, okay? It starts from that. It starts from this feeling, yeah. I showed this picture in the last broadcast because I just love it so much. It's like, oh, yes, this is it. This is it. This is the higher consciousness picture, what it's like to be connected to divine source, to the greater order and direction, to the universe, up on that mountaintop, up, ascended into something more. And this is available to us, folks. This is available to all of us. And this is why we're wisdom walking, those who are doing it consciously. We're wisdom walking so that we can get access to that picture, to that level of energy, more so than not. Because when we're in that level of energy, we know that's when the miracles happen. That's where things from the past just get swept away. They're no longer a barrier. It's no longer a problem. But to get to that, you got to do your work. And a big part of that work is knowing the difference between the higher and the lower timelines. Yeah. Now, I've talked about this before in the past, too. The higher timeline is our evolved experience of our human existence. This is where we alchemize and transform core wounds into treasure, where we see and accept our pain body and are able to stop it from taking over our thoughts and our behavior. See? Higher timeline. Now, the lower timeline, that's our initial experience of our human existence. This is where we receive our core wound, establish a pain body, and engage in some or all of the five senses, right? And then act on inherited or conditioned belief systems from our environment of origin. Yeah. So higher, lower timeline. And what we're wisdom walking for is what? Yes. We want to be in the higher timeline more than not. Now, you are here to have a lower timeline experience, so you ain't going to get rid of that. But here's what we talk about, the balance, because the lower timeline has purpose. It's helping me what? Have what it is I agree to heal in this lifetime. The higher timeline is my connection to the higher energetics, to the higher knowledge, so that the lower timeline doesn't keep me entrapped in the story that I'm a victim, the world is out to get me. Yeah. Higher timeline is the world is out to gift me. So whatever adversities show up, whatever pain comes, whatever challenges, we see those as opportunities to heal, to grow, to evolve. And yes, this is all easier said than done. It's work. It is the real work. Now, I talked last video and broadcast about invalidation. I talked about what it's like when we are not given the attention, the affection, the validation, and the love that we deserve, especially when we're children. It really will bind us. It will entrap us. It will have us feel like we don't belong, like we don't exist. I shouldn't be here. There's something wrong with me, okay? And that invalidation gets imprinted into our subconscious, and it will have this show up, yeah, that fear of failure. And that fear of failure will lock us into a very stuck place so that we don't take the necessary and required steps in order to get to what? Oh, yes, our happy endings in life. Because we can have them. We can have them. But with the core wound, the invalidation, and then our fear of failing, we will go into a downward spiral of negativity, of doubt, of discouraging words about who we are, why we are, and what is for us and what is not. Yeah, that's why it's like you've got to feel your way into alignment, because if somebody may say to you, oh, this is what's going to make you happy. This is what you need to do. You know, isn't that what commercials are about? Aren't they trying to tell you how to live your life so that you can be happy? Yeah. And if you follow those, you know what's going to happen. But that's what we do at first in life. We're going to be listening to things outside of ourselves. It's not going to take us far. It's not going to take us far. We really, really have to understand that we've got to go in and begin to discern between what is real and what is not for us. Addiction to misalignment. It is very, very real, and it really comes out of how we get conditioned to be economically successful in the Western world, okay, or Western thought world, because now the whole world is adopted to Western culture. But in Western culture, the economy is designed to, you know, it's like a factory. So you got to have certain people doing certain things and certain people doing certain things over here and certain people doing things over here. And that would be okay if it wasn't being controlled and dominated by people who are in, yeah, here we go, fear of failure. Yes. This is the engine that is running the economy of the Western world. We're all afraid of failing. All afraid of failure. And that's why, you know, there's this thing of putting profits over people. Yeah. So what it does, especially when you're in school, instead of you being supported to discover your true gifts, talents, and genius, or to have those really supported, you're given, this is what you got to do if you're going to have money in life and success in life and have a car and go to Disneyland and all that stuff. Yeah. But that may have nothing to do with your higher purpose, with what it is that you really are here to do. And we've even set up a system where we belittle people who don't follow the plan. Yeah, like there's something wrong with them. And I can tell you, some of the most powerful people that I have met in my journey have been people who didn't follow the plan, didn't follow the plan, and they are amazing. Amazing human beings. So there are three very common, just two pictures of one of them, three very common desired outcomes that we have in life. The first, of course, is relationships. We all want to be in a loving relationship. Then there's the money. We all want to be financially fit and be able to do and come and go as we want. And then we want to be healthy, and it has to do both with physical and mental health as well. And these are desired outcomes that we deal with on a regular basis, on a daily basis. I think every day we're putting energy, we're putting thought, we're putting behaviors into these desired outcomes. But when you realize, when you recognize what I talked about previously in terms of that fear of failure and the invalidation that we've all experienced, then you can understand why we may be missing at our goals, at our desired outcomes in these three very common and important areas in life. Yeah. So what does that mean? That means that we got to get busy. We got to get busy shifting up how it is that we think about having these goals. You know, I know for myself, and I've been doing this work for over 20 years, but I will find myself going into discouraging words in regards to those three areas, especially around the money stuff. I ain't gonna lie. The money stuff, I will. And I'll think of things like, oh, I'm broke, instead of I'm temporarily out of cash. Or I'll think of things like there's something wrong with you because you have some debt. Or you owe the federal government your taxes because you didn't pay your quarterly taxes on time. Instead of, wow, I didn't pay them at the time that they were required, but I'm going to be able to pay them so that I don't carry them into the next year. See? Very different. Yeah. And that's the work of what I'm talking about in terms of getting into alignment with your words, with your thoughts, and with your behavior. So I'll just take the tax thing, for example. So if I say, okay, I am going to be able to pay them so I don't carry them into next year, that means I got to have the money in October to make sure I can do that. So between now and October, what do I have to do? oh, yeah, I got to be very positive about the fact that I can have enough money coming in that I can hold on to all that money that comes in and pay those taxes in October. If I don't focus on that in a positive way, if I don't believe that I can make that desired outcome, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And so what do? I wake up every morning and I listen to my heart. I listen to my heart's desire, which is it wants me to feel good. It wants me to feel financially successful. It wants me to feel loved in relationships. It wants me to have my physical and my mental health. And so I take time to just love on myself. And again, I talked about this in the last video because it's so important to place your hands over your heart and ask it to tell you what you need to know so you can be loving to yourself when you wake or start your day. Yeah. Very important. Very, very important. And this is what helps us to get in alignment so that what we're thinking, what we're saying, and what we're doing all matches for that desired outcome. Yeah. So in essence, what we're doing is we're getting rid of the negativity and the discouraging words. We don't want that to happen. Yeah. And I was jumping a slide here, but let me see what I got. So I do have a personal growth opportunity that I want to share with you before I share you Miss Sarah's saying. And it is this. I would like you to select one of those desired outcomes or a desired outcome that it may not be here in terms of what I'm showing. Could be relationship, could be around money, could be around health. But you're going to choose one. And you're going to start your day with that loving intention to notice your words, your thoughts, and your behaviors about that outcome, okay? Then when you become aware that there is negativity, discouraging words coming in your thoughts, or you're actually speaking it to someone or hearing it from someone, and you're doing something that goes against what you know you need to do, then you want to immediately shift it to the positive, positive thought, positive words, positive behavior. And another really cool thing that you can do to help out is if you have someone in your life that you trust, a partner, a friend, a family member, you can say to them, I would like you and I give you permission that when I use a negative thought form, that you bring my attention to it. Yeah. If you hear me saying I'm broke, if you hear me complaining about, oh, there's no person out there that I can be in relationship with, or relationships are always going to break my heart, I just need to stay away from them, and about the money, you know, I'm broke or I ain't got nothing and ain't getting nothing, you want to give somebody permission to say to you, ooh, you're being negative, and then you can shift it up. Yeah. Because we need help. We're not always conscious of it. I know I'm not always conscious of it. Yeah. So good luck with that. Let me know how it goes, and we will be talking more about it next week. So I'm going to jump into my – wait, I got to go a couple of slides forward. Here we go. My Sarah saying for this month, and it is, don't keep talking about the problem. Focus on what you want. Absolutely, Miss Sarah. So when we're talking that negative talk, when we're saying those discouraging words, doing those discouraging behaviors, we're not really focusing on our desired outcome. And our job is to do that, to focus on our desired outcome. Yeah. So let me know how that goes. Really important. Good. That's building a muscle here for manifesting in the right way. Now, I am going to close out this evening by, of course, thanking my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, who I got to speak to this evening. Usually I just plug into the station and we don't get a chance to talk, we'll just quickly text and say, have a good show, and I'm in, and da, da, da. But we actually got to talk tonight, and that was super cool because she's an amazing human being. So thank you, Yvette, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for giving me platform and supporting me doing this great work. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, to those of you who have wisdom walk with me and you know who you are, those of you who are about to wisdom walk with me and you know, you might know who you are, and those of you who will be wisdom walking with me. I also want to shout out to my families on the East Coast, on the West Coast, and in the middle of the country. I love you all so much. I couldn't be here and do what I do without your existence in this world. To my spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters on the planet, and those of you who may be listening or watching for the first time, thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't do this without your existence. Now, I want you to know that my next live broadcast will be on Sunday the 21st, and I will continue spilling on Bring Balance, but on Sunday, Mother's Day the 14th, I will do a repeat of this broadcast. For videos on the elements of the month, the elemental wisdom of the month, which I did drop this morning, thank goodness for May, and for the astrology for self-mastery, go to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And always, always, just a big shout out for my book. It's still around, still live and kicking, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain. And I am going to be soon expanding on it and giving you some different versions with some focus on some audience. So it's going to be interesting, and I'm really very excited for that to come up. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be really good stuff. Oh, and I got one comment here that I want to share. Oh, Queen Samaya, thank you, Queen. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for holding space and doing your great work, girl. Yes, stay away from those discouraging words, right? Absolutely. And so, last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. So please, please have a very safe, healthy, and happy Fire Week coming up. We've moved into a Fire Week. Practicing forgiveness and calling on those ancestors. Now, continue to wear your mask and or strengthen your immune systems because microorganisms haven't gone away, even though the World Health Organization has taken off the emergency status for COVID. Microorganisms are still out there. So practice safe relating. Wash those hands frequently. Avoid perceived safety and embrace science safety. And most importantly, folks, please, please, please remember, you are not disposable. In fact, you are divine. Good night now.
Hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.